Blackstone Audio presents Silent Scream by Karen Rose. To Martin, my heart, to Lieutenant Kate Chaya, and firefighters everywhere, thank you for your courage and sacrifice. To Karen Kostonyik, thank you. Prologue. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Monday, September 20. 12 a.m. They'd shown up. He had to admit he was surprised. He didn't think they'd had the cojones, especially the girl. Of all of them, he hadn't thought she'd follow through. Four college kids, all dressed in black. Four college kids with way too much time. Two of them with way too much of their daddy's money. If all went according to plan, a great deal of their daddy's money would soon belong to him. It was rule number one of his world. If people didn't want to be blackmailed, they shouldn't do bad things. Rule number two, if they did bad things, they should be smart enough not to get caught. The four college kids weren't very smart. From the cover of the trees the condo developer had taken such pains to preserve, he watched the four approach, while he filmed every step they took. Their faces were plainly visible in the moonlight, and although he'd bet their daddy's money they believed they were being stealthy, they moved with enough noise to wake the dead.
Wait.
One of the four stopped. His name was Joel, and of the three young men, he had been the most enthusiastic proponent of their plan.
Let's think this through.
Interesting. Conflict always added a little excitement. Unseen, he kept filming. No waiting, the girl said. Her name was Mary, and she was a bitch. We agreed, all of us, Joel. This condo has got to go. We have to send a message.
She's right.
This from Eric, the so-called brains of the group, as if.
This is our one chance to make a difference to these wetlands. If we do nothing, this whole lake will be nothing but condos.
He turned to the large brute standing behind him.
The guard will be doing his outside sweep in 2 minutes. They'll exit the building from the service door in the back. You know what to do. Come on, people, let's roll.
The brute was Albert, pronounced without the T. French-Canadian, he was at the university on a hockey scholarship. Right wing, hell of a checker. Albert set off around the building, obediently. His research had revealed that Albert had been quite the juvenile delinquent back in the day. He was quite certain Albert would know exactly what to do. The show was about to begin. Hurry, he told himself, taking his
sample complete. Ready to continue?